We celebrate. Advent is ended. Jesus Christ is born. He is the grace of God to bring salvation, and he has made himself known. The coming of Christ was a cosmic event which forever changed the world. God became flesh. God is not only with us, but became one of us. In Jesus Christ, God fully entered the human experience. And as he lived, we caught a glimpse of the divine. Jesus died and rose so we could be united with him. And we ought to be different because of Christmas. Still, there is more to come. Christ is one day going to return in a glorious appearing. We live now in the time in between, and Paul tells us how we ought to live as people in the in-between time. There are those who say that Jesus was a great teacher, and indeed he was. Paul tells us that Jesus taught us by his life and what he taught, that we are to not deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. If we've been saved by grace, through faith, through Jesus Christ, then we ought to live differently according to what Christ taught, not only through his words, but through his life's example. We are to deny ungodliness. The word ungodliness is wrong thinking. It's thinking differently from the way that God wants us to think. Well, how can we know the mind of God? We certainly aren't going to know everything that God knows. That's what got us in trouble in the first place. Way back in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve wanted to know what God knew. They wanted to be like God. But even though we don't know everything God knows, we can think through things in a godly manner in the choices that are put before us. In 1 Corinthians 2:16, Paul tells us that we have the mind of Christ. That if Christ lives in us, we can use that mind to discern God's will. You may recall a time when the phrase, "What would Jesus do?" was quite popular. The originator of that campaign had this idea in mind that we would think and act like Jesus. And certainly, it's what Paul tells us here in Titus 2. Deny ungodliness. Repent of it. Stay away from it. Have nothing to do with it. And live in a godly manner instead. Jesus also taught us to deny worldly lusts. He did not succumb to the temptations for wealth, for power, and for bodily appetites. He knew the difference between needs and wants. Through Jesus' life and teachings, we can learn to distinguish between needs and wants and not give into the desire for worldly things. Now, it's Christmas, and I hope that some of you get the things that you want. But don't let the disappointment of not getting the things that you want spoil your relationships with others and with God. Instead, we're to live as Jesus did, soberly, righteously, and godly. We already said godliness is thinking the way God wants us to think. To live soberly is the opposite of giving into worldly lust. It is to live sensibly, to be intellectually sound, rational, logical, not to be carried away by the things that we feel, which is a high danger in today's world. To live soberly is to have self-control. To live righteously is to do that which is right and just in God's eyes. Now, thankfully, we don't have to do this on our own because we can't. But Emmanuel, God with us, came to be with us always. When Christ ascended, he poured out his Holy Spirit upon us to dwell in us, to apply the things that Jesus taught, and to empower us to live as he lived. He said, "I'm not leaving you. I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." The values that we emphasize this time of year Generosity, hospitality, kindness, forgiveness, compassion, and charity. God wants us to live those out every day. There are all these popular songs that you've been hearing on the radio this season, wishing every day could be like Christmas. And a lot of that has to do with that spirit of kindness and generosity and patience that we see this time of year. Friends, we can make every day like Christmas. We can practice patience and kindness and love and forgiveness and hope and compassion. We don't have to wait till November and December roll around. We can do it all the time. It takes discipline, which is why we are called disciples of Christ. Though the Christmas season is now reaching its peak, we live in that in-between times, in between Christ's two comings, his birth and his return. We don't know when that glorious appearing is going to be, so we ought to strive to make every day count. Jesus indeed was a great teacher, but he was so much more than that. Jesus is God in flesh. Jesus is love with skin on. Jesus is God's visible grace. He's our great God and Savior. Salvation is now available to anyone, no matter what culture, ethnicity, station in life, no matter how wealthy, how poor, how sinful, or how seemingly good. Jesus came to redeem us from every single commandment we've ever broken. He came to take away our sin and our guilt and our shame so that we can become the children of God by believing in his name. He came to make us God's special people. He was made like us so that we might be made like him. We are to become more and more Christ-like. Jesus came so that we could continue God's good work in the world and to grow God's family by introducing people to Jesus Christ and by living out the kingdom. Jesus wants us to be passionate about serving him. And in that way, we'll be prepared for that glorious appearing, for his return. And that grace that has appeared already to us will sustain us until he comes again. Yes, our Savior is coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he will make everlasting peace on earth. There'll be no conflicts, no wars, no darkness, no sorrow, no more confusion. Everything in all creation will be perfected. Christmas Eve is a glorious tonight, glorious night. We celebrate and remember that our Savior is born. God's grace has been lavished upon us, but Christ is coming again. And that is going to be even more glorious than that first night was when the shepherds were out in the field. But it couldn't have happened if he hadn't come first as that little bitty baby. We wouldn't be prepared if Christ hadn't come first to live and to die and to rise for us. The very best Christmas present is Jesus Christ. And if you haven't received that gift, then you won't be prepared for that glorious appearing when he comes again. But it's a gift that he has given to you. God has given God's self in the person of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. The gift is there. All you have to do is accept the gift. You can have abundant and eternal life. Jesus himself is the life. He's offered himself once for all on the cross, and that offering is still valid. Jesus rose and ascended, taking the fullness of his humanity with him. He brought humanity back into the heavens, and he is the way for us. Salvation, forgiveness, life is ours simply by telling God that, yes, I want that gift. I want Jesus. If you've received the gift of Jesus, then we're challenged to be zealous for good works, to be passionate, to be enthusiastic. God created us ahead of time to do good things. God wants us to live and share the good news. God wants us to serve through acts of kindness and justice and mercy. We are to live as those with a sure hope of salvation and the kingdom that is to come. Love with the love that God loves you. Jesus wants us to practice a life which we will live when he returns. Every time we successfully live into his will, we get a glimpse of the kingdom to come. We get a glimpse of what heaven and earth, one, are like. And hopefully, as we live, we allow others to glimpse that coming kingdom. So that'll be something that they say, yeah, I want more of that. And I hope we will want more of that. So friends, tonight we celebrate the good news that Christ is born, Christ has ascended, and Christ will come again. Let us pray. Lord God, Christmas Eve is a glorious night. We can imagine what it would have been like for those shepherds to see angels in the sky and to hear tidings of good news and goodwill and peace. What would it have been like for them to go to a manger and worship a baby? But Lord, we also know that you are coming again, and that's going to be a great and glorious day as well. Everything broken will be whole. Everything wrong will be righted. And Lord, in the in-between time, you challenge us as your people to live those values. Help us to be the ones who make it feel like Christmas all year long. Help us to be the ones who live out peace and patience and justice and compassion and mercy and forgiveness. Help us to be reconcilers and restorers of your creation. And help us to be faithful so that we can be excited about your return. We don't know when it's going to be, but we want to be prepared. It is in our blessed Savior's name that we pray. Amen.